From the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, submitting an informational report regarding a development strategy for MKE Business Park. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, again, Ted Torcivia, Airport Business Manager. What I'm handing out is a little more detailed depiction of the former 440th, now known as Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park, how it's laid out within the surrounding area, and the properties that are shaded in green are also the ones that are leased out right now. So I'll just give you a little better idea. As you all recall, we, the county, acquired the business park in July of 2010, about 3.5 years ago. Since then, we've been utilizing our efforts to lease out, try and not only get jobs back in the area that were lost as the result of the 440th closing, but also to generate revenue for us to supplement our day-to-day operating expenses. We always were looking at perhaps could we be doing things better, could we be going in a different direction. So in the fall of 2013, we retained Jones Lang LaSalle, real estate consultant, to give us advice as to strategies for marketing and development of the property. The general purpose was for them to see if there had things that we had not thought about that we had, may have been missing. basically, as you see, it's almost a square-shaped property. The 102 acres, there's 60 usable buildings. When you see 80 to 90 buildings, a lot of those were utility sheds, small buildings, things that, that really didn't count as buildings, but originally in the redevelopment plan, those were listed as buildings. About 23 acres of that is airport parking area. It's the apron that we use for our de-icing purposes. Based on the report, it talks about there's of the 60 buildings on the site, it says 13 are leased. Because things are in such fluidity, we actually have 16 buildings leased now. We've had three more leases that we've entered into. Remaining buildings are suitable for various uses, and we've talked about this before. Some of them are quirky at best. Some of these were built in 1954, and some of the buildings were completed in a little after the year 2000. So there's a real wide range of real estate in various conditions. As sometimes we laugh and joke about, but hopefully there's a use for it. We have a parachute drying tower. We have a standalone handball racquetball court. Some other different types of buildings that the normal business park doesn't have. Despite our various marketing efforts, though, we are coming up at a shortfall. Our estimate to run the business park is about $1 million a year, and so far our revenues are at about $730,000 a year. So, you know, we're working on that. I have a couple other prospects. I have another building. Flyer Logistics leases about 2,500 square feet. They want to now lease an additional 9,000 square feet. So within the next couple months, I'll be coming back to this committee with a recommendation for approval on leasing another building to them. So there's things happening. There's things growing. However, when we look at the report from Jones Lang LaSalle, They agree, and they say due in part to the current economy, the poor visibility because this was a former military base, there is no really, you can't see it from the roadway. There's no arterial, except if you're looking straight in on College Avenue, you don't even know the property's back there. They consider those shortfalls, and so because of the restricted use, that was the United States Air Force. There's only a limited demand, according to the Jones Lang LaSalle report, as to which way to go as far as prospects for the business park. And leasing additional space is probably one of the best ways to go, but we also looked at if we took a piece of land for development and actually offered that up as well to try and attract new development, new building on a lease purpose. We can't sell any of the land. The land is only available for lease. We can lease it for probably up to a 50-year lease if possible, but due to FAA restrictions, we can't sell any of this land. We also looked at, do we try and attract someone to do something like air cargo? You know, passenger numbers are down, but air cargo also is suffering across the country. And it's a depressed air cargo market, and it's not just the Milwaukee area. It's internationally, actually. So the only viable recommendation the Jones Lang report came up with, they came up with three different recommendations, but the only one was to retain as much of the business park tenants as possible, to continue to try and lease out the buildings. Earlier, Supervisor Jurczyk asked about the building where the air cargo carrier is in. That building's not affected, as you can see. That actually, that building and the hangar that SkyWest Airlines is currently under lease in, those are both designated historic buildings as well. So we have to be kind of careful as to how we work with that. So Schiphol was involved with designating those as historic. But the goal as we look at this and trying to attract prospective tenants is that it was suggested that we offer up this approximately 12 acres of land where most of the buildings are pretty non-eventful buildings. And so based on this report, we have issued an RFQ. And the RFQ is just to ask for developers if they have any ideas, any way to work with us. We would offer up this 12 acres of land, including the buildings. If they did any type of development, it would be up to them to either retain some of the buildings, level the buildings, whatever they came up with. So as a result of the report, this is the route we're currently taking now. And as I said, we are just trying to see if there was a better way. We did marketing feasibility, and based on their decisions and decisions we've been making all along, this is the route we're taking right now.
Any kind of question? Supervisor Lipscomb, I have Jessica next.
So first, thank you, Mr. Chair, for scheduling this item, because it's what I've been asking for some time, which was, like, what do we know about our site and what's our vision? So I appreciate that. I'm a little perplexed by the timeline, though, because if the Jones Lang report was at the end of last year, and we put this thing out for RFQ in February, then I'm not sure why those answers weren't more explicitly shared with me when I was asking specifically about that in a previous item. I did have a chance to meet with Attorney Karakaskevich. I know I murdered the name there, but and that was really helpful, and he was able to sort of give me a preview of some of what's in front of us right now. But I can't help but feel like people knew answers, the direct answer to questions I was asking, and were withholding it. When I look at this map, and smack dab in the middle of the red area that we've apparently put out for RFQ is the very property that we were discussing over a nominal $110 a month rent of a warehouse space. It's smack dab in the middle of this space. And that was my whole point, was what's our big vision and what are we doing on the big vision, and why are we screwing around with these little garages when we have to have a bigger vision? Here you bring us a bigger vision, but it's clear we've been moving in a different direction simultaneously with supposedly pursuing a bigger vision. And so I'm just, I don't even know what to say.
if I may, even though the cover, because their intent was to finalize the report by the end of the year, it was still in fluidity until the final draft really wasn't completed and sent to us till sometime in February. So we were just, there was tweaking going on and whatnot, so we did not have a final draft of this until February of the report. And then our intent also was then to be able to present it formally to the committee. And also based on the Lake Tower Trains building that you're referring to that came to committee, anything we're going to do with that going forward, we're just entering into month-to-month leases. We're not doing a three-year with a two-year. We're entering into month-to-month leases. So at least, I mean, this, if you take a look at this RFQ, I mean, you're looking at a developer that has to come in, take a hard look at it, have the vision, and then spend the money to demolish 22 buildings if they want this whole footprint and have a shovel-ready piece of land ready for a developer. That takes time, and in the meantime, why not, is in our opinion, why not try and generate as much revenue as you can with leases that you can break easily if there is something that comes up.
Okay.
I get that strategy. Mr. Chairman, can I just, I mean, specifically, though, why wouldn't you have said, we've got, I think I would have remembered hearing, A, we've retained Jones Lang LaSalle, and we have a study that we're waiting on the final report, and B, we've put out an RFQ out on the street for the very parcel that we're talking about. I mean, I really think I would have remembered those answers. I meant to go back last night and listen to the audio, but I really think that people didn't provide an honest answer or a complete answer to really direct questions that I asked. And I really appreciate being able to have met privately, you know, before the county board vote, but I then switched my vote on the county board in light of what I thought I understood, and then to get this and see that there was a lot going on and none of those answers were provided.
Okay. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I actually can agree with what Supervisor Lipscomb's complaining about, although I think my vote was no.
Lucky you.
So I would like, Mr. Chair, to refer this to Economic Development Committee. I think this is all about economic development. You know, I'm hearing things like you can't see this property from College Avenue, for example, when in fact there are all kinds of issues like signage and the ability to really permit the South Shore, South Side areas to try to work with the airport on developing economic development. So I will make that motion to refer, and then I think if it's successful, and hopefully I did talk with the chairwoman who also indicated she would have referred it, but I chose not to go that route, and I will be happy to just work with the chairman here and get this referred to that committee. But I would like a thorough report on where we're going with the MKE Regional Business Park. A report was given to the ECD committee last year. This is somewhat new information, but I would like a more thorough report in addition to the to this specific item. So I make that motion, Mr. Chair.
We do have a motion to refer to economic development for us. Sorry, Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would hope that we would keep this in our committee, that this is the airport, that there are unique circumstances with this property. A lot of us have served on economic development. You're the chair of it. We have other members that we can handle whatever issue that may arise within this committee. I think if you start to push this further out, all it does is distract from their efforts, and they spend more time chasing committee after committee and different supervisors rather than focusing on developing this property and reporting to the parent committee. That, you know, I don't know if everybody's going to understand that, you know, this isn't a normal business park. This is a business park at the airport, and we have certain limitations, certain benefits, but also some very unique challenges. And so I would hope that we would just keep it in our committee and deal with that here. So I would hope that we would not refer it to committee, to the Economic Development Committee.
Any other comments or questions on referral?
Just one comment, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Jersey.
First of all, I wasn't suggesting that this committee not hear it. Talk to the chairwoman. She probably should have referred it to both committees. I'm not making an issue or complaining about that, but those were the comments I had. Thank you.
All right. Madam Clerk, call the roll on the referral.
Wyshon?
No.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
I've got to go with my vice chair.
Five ayes, two noes. The motion to refer this item to ECD prevails.
All right. Item number 13.